Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of using a virtual cable device to route sound. Now, this was requested, so I'm going to use I'm going to do this. And what we're going to use is a free piece of software called VB Cable. VB Cable is basically a driver that you install that gives you a, I guess, think of it like a virtual device to send sound through and for sound to be captured. This is useful if, say, you want to capture your computer sound and you want to send it to something else, like, I don't know, maybe you're on Microsoft Teams or Skype or TeamTalk or CleanFeed, and you want to share your computer sounds with the other people in those calls. For those of you that don't know, CleanFeed.net, that is a website where you can invite people to join you, and you can record them, or you can just use it as a general purpose chat platform. But it's primarily meant for people producing podcasts and things like that, because you can invite your guests and they join, and basically the sound that comes through is not modified. The sound is what you get from your microphone. And of course, being that it's made for podcasters and things like that, you can do things in stereo, which means that you can play games and things like that, or you can play music and people can hear it the way it was meant to be heard, which is pretty cool. Anyway, what I'm going to do here is try to take you through how this works. Now, before we get started, I should mention that you really have to know what you're doing, because this will change the sound devices on your computer. If you don't configure this properly, you will lose your sound, and if you can't see, you'll need help to get your sound back. But let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing that you want to do is go to the website, vb-cable.com. You click on the link for audio apps, and there should be a download for the VB Cable. VB Cable Pack 43.zip, I believe, is what the file is. You want to download that, extract it, and then that's where I will take over. So, first thing I'm going to do is set the screen reader to output through my built-in sound card. The reason you want to do this, like I said, is because when you install this, it will change your sound devices, and if you don't take this precaution, you'll lose your sound. So let's hit Caps Lock Control S to get into the synthesizer dialog for NVDA.
Select synthesizer dialog. Synthesizer, combo box Windows 1 core voices collapsed.
I'm using this on my Mac because I thought it would be a lot easier to do this on a different computer. That way I can restart it and do things like that. So let me tab.
Audio output device, combo box Microsoft sound mapper collapsed.
By default, this is set to track your default sound device, which is usually fine, but in this case, it's not. So I'm going to go down.
Headphones, Cirrus Logic CS4208.
This is the sound card for my Mac, so I'll press enter right here.
Desktop list, Audacity.
Now, NVDA is set to that device specifically, which means that no matter what changes I make, as long as I don't mute the device, I should be able to hear the speech. Now, let me go ahead and install this. So I extracted this to a folder called Cable.
Cable.
So we'll go in here. And
items view list.
What you're looking for, if you go down to the bottom.
VB Madame Cable. VB Madame.
Let me go up.
VB Madame. VB Madame. VB Madame. VB Madame. VB Madame. VB Cables. vbcablesetup.exe. vbcablesetup x64.exe. File description, VB Audio.
We want this installer. This is for the 64-bit installer. And it's not letting me bring up the context menu. Can I run it as administrator?
Window dialog cable. VB Audio virtual cable driver installation, version 1.0.3.8. Programming Vincent Burel and Jean Sylvain Lozick O/S.
Okay, this is not going to work. Let me close this.
Cable. Items view list. Vbcable setup x64.exe.
So the file has to run as administrator. And I can't bring up the context menu because Shift F10 is not working. Let's do it a different way. So I'm going to go into the properties, hold down Alt, and hit Enter.
Vbcable setup x64.exe properties dialog.
And we'll go to the compatibility tab with Control Tab. That changes tabs in dialog boxes that are tabbed.
Property page if this program isn't working correctly.
And I'll tab over to Run as administrator.
How do I choose? Run this program in compatibility mode. Disable. Run this program as an administrator. Checkbox not checked. Checked.
Check that and...
Register. Use legacy. Change. Change. OK button.
Go to OK. Now, I should say I'm using this on Windows 11.
Cable. Items view list. Vbcable setup x64.
But the steps should be the same regardless of which operating system you're using. So now if I press the Enter key.
Secure desktop.
We'll choose Yes. So Alt Y.
VB Audio virtual cable driver installation, version 1.0.3.8.
Now, this installer, at first glance, is not accessible because if I tab around, it doesn't do anything. This is something I should reach out to the developer about because it seems like it wouldn't be that hard to fix. The problem seems to be that the controls don't take keyboard focus. So if I hit Caps Lock Tab,
VB Audio virtual cable driver installation, version 1.0.
It's not telling me the control that's highlighted, just the general block of text. So the way to get around this is using object navigation within NVDA. I guess if you're using JAWS, you could use the JAWS cursor or the touch cursor. Object navigation is basically a way to look at the different controls in a program and go to them even if the keyboard cursor can't go there. So I'm using this in laptop layout, so I'll hold down Caps Lock and press the down arrow to move down by line. If you're using a desktop with the desktop keyboard layout or just a keyboard with the numpad, number 7 goes to the previous line, number 9 goes to the next. So let's go down here.
Vincent Burel and Jean Sylvain Lozick. O/S, blank, ready to install, click the button right there. Install driver.
So this chunk of text right here just says install driver. This is the button that you need to click on. You should be able to tab to this and press the Enter key or the space bar, but it doesn't work that way. So I'll click on this. So I'll hold down Caps Lock and hit Enter.
Activate.
So hit that, and it said activate. Now if I read up and down here.
Ready to install. Click install driver. It will install VB Audio virtual cable on your system. Bottom. It will install cable. Windows security.
Now, what you may have to do is Alt-Tab, and you'll find a window.
Windows security dialog. Would you like to install this device software?
Wait, let me slow this down a little bit. Sorry.
Rate 75. Rate 70.
So.
VB Audio. Windows security dialog. Would you like to install this device software? How can I decide which device software is safe to install? Michelle. //Windows/ID=50. Always trust software from Vincent Burel. Checkbox not checked, read only.
So let me check that box. This is a Windows security dialog prompt that asks if you want to install the driver.
Install button.
So I'll hit install. And I do apologize for not slowing this down before.
VB Audio virtual cable driver vbcable installation dialog. Installation complete and successful. You might reboot your system to finalize installation. OK button. Cable.
And it's done.
Start. Untitled. Brave. Orange. Brave.
Translate
this page.
It opens up...
Heading level 3 LE service pages per so esterate definitivement depuis LE.
Okay, it opens some kind of web page. I'm just going to close this.
Desktop list.
Now, once this is installed, you want to reboot.
Restart.
And it should come back up here in just a second. The Mac is rebooting. Well, actually, it's not a Mac anymore. It's a PC, but because I've got, there we go.
Windows sign in. See right through in. Password edit protected blank.
I gotta type in my password.
Welcome.
And here we are back in Windows.
Loading NVDA taskbar.
There we go. And now we're back in Windows.
Most recently used. Selected.
And...
Folder view list. Recycle bin not selected.
Let me turn the volume up a little bit. The volume always resets for some reason. I think it's because of the bootcamp drivers.
Brave. Recycle bin.
All right. So now that I'm back in Windows and this has rebooted, the driver should be installed. Let's go to the control panel. And there's a whole bunch of ways you can do that. I'm going to take a shortcut and type in the name of the command to directly jump there.
Run dialog type.
So we'll go to the run box, type in control.
Desktop list. All control panel items. Autoplay link change default settings for CDs, DVDs, and devices so that you can automatically play music. View.
Yeah, whatever. Now, I've set my control panel to category view.
Small icons button browse control panel items by category or view a complete list of all items.
Or icon view because it makes navigating the control panel easier and it gets rid of the category view. You can shift tab generally when you get into the control panel. By default, it will be set to category if you press enter here.
Context menu. Category.
That's the default.
Large icons, small icons checked.
And then you can do down arrow and choose the one you want. So I want
all control.
Small icons. Now if I press S.
Security and sound link configure your audio devices or change the sound scheme for your computer.
And press it twice. There I get to the classic sound dialog.
Sound dialog. Playback property page. Select a playback device below to modify its settings. List. Speakers.
Now if I down arrow.
Headphones. Cable input. VB Audio virtual cable. Ready.
Okay. This is the cable device for playback. This is typically what you would send things into, and then the corresponding output is what you would choose as the input for your microphone, basically. Now, let me make sure.
Select synthesis. Audio output device, combo box headphones, Cirrus Logic.
Okay, so we're still using the headphones sound device for NVDA.
Sound dialog.
Now, for this first exercise, if I want to...
cable input, VB audio virtual cable, ready.
Set my default system to this.
Configure button, set default split button submenu.
I'll tab over to set default.
Pressed. Select a playback device below.
And now,
headphone, cable input, VB audio virtual cable, default device.
This is my default device.
Tab control, playback.
Now, the problem is, by default, you have to monitor it, because if you don't monitor it, you can't hear it. So if we switch to the recording tab.
Recording tab selected. Recording property page. Select a recording device below to internal microphone.
Now, I'll go down. That's the built-in microphone of the Mac.
Microphone, Cirrus Logic. Cable output, VB audio virtual cable, ready.
This is the cable output. This is the microphone device, basically.
Set to properties button.
As counterintuitive as it may be, output is input and input is output. Except, well, you're sending things into the input and capturing it with the output, but the output is your input because you're setting it as your default recording device. That's not at all confusing. All right. Now, let's go here to Properties.
Press Cable Output Properties dialog.
And I'll go Control Tab.
Property page, you can listen to a portable music.
To the Listen tab. That's my phone. Sorry about that.
Playback. Listen to this device checkbox not checked.
Okay, so for just monitoring.
Checked.
We want to check this.
Playback through this device. Combo box default playback device collapsed.
Playback through this device. You don't want default because that would play through itself and loop.
Headphones. Cirrus Logic CS4208 of 114.
This is the built-in sound card on the Mac for the headphone output.
Power management grouping. Continue running when on battery power radio button check. OK button.
So we'll hit OK.
Sound dialog. Recording property page.
So now I am monitoring the output. So now, if for instance, let's say I want to record Sound RTS. So let's just say that I want to do that. Now, let's go to Audacity.
Folder view list. Access Audacity. New notification from OneDrive. Turn on Windows backup.
Yeah, shut
automatically
up.
Save.
Shut up.
Audacity.
I don't care.
Track view table.
So here we are in Audacity. Now I'm going to hit Control P.
Preferences. Audio settings dialog.
And we're on the tab for audio settings. If I tab.
Interface grouping. Host. Combo box madame collapsed.
You can leave that as is.
Playback grouping. Device. Combo box headphones.
Playback. I'd recommend setting that to your built-in sound card.
Recording grouping. Device. Combo box internal microphone.
And we don't want the built-in microphone. We want...
Cable output. VB audio virtual.
Cable output.
Audacity. Track view table.
And here we are. And I think I have sound... Wait, do I have sound RTS on this computer? Yeah, I do. So let's open up sound RTS.
Soundress 1.3. Single. Soundress.exe.
And let's go ahead and alt tab back to Audacity.
Audacity. Track view table.
Now if I press R.
One audio, one row not selected.
You're not going to hear anything because I don't have the screen reader going through, but I'll run sound RTS. And see if it'll load here.
Server.exe. Audacity. Sound. All control. Soundress 1.3. Sound. Soundress.exe. File. Sound. Sound RTS 1.3.7 teleportation sound pack. Single okay. Player. Multiplayer.
So play. Now you hear press these clicks.
Single player. Single player.
Just single player.
Please make campaign. Org. Start a game on. Start a game on.
Just start a random game here.
JL88. JL8. Please make us invite quiet computer. Invite aggressive computer. Start. Start. Objective. Neutralized enemy. B6, 4 peasant, 1 town hall and 2 farm, 1 gold mine.
So here we go, we got some sounds
one
playing.
B6. You control 4 peasant, exploit oops. Gold, town hall, recruit peasant.
Let's get
recruit
some peasants. Peasant.
Recruit peasant, recruit peasant, town hall 1 at, town hall 1 at B6. You control 4 peasant, blank, C6, go to C6, not enough gold. Peasant 5 ready.
So what should be capturing right now is my system sounds, which is right now is just the game. So if I play the recording back, you'll hear just the recording, not the text-to-speech, because the screen reader should not be going through. So let me...
Menu. Continue game. Cancel game. Cancel game.
Let's just quit out of here.
10. Score. Please. Go back. Campaign. Go back to the previous.
I'm just going to close the program and let's stop the recording with the space bar, and I'll hit the space bar. Now, you won't hear anything for a while because.
9:10 a.m.
And I was just checking the time. You won't hear anything for a while because I was trying to get stuff set up, but you should hear some clicks here, so I'll shut up. So let me right arrow here so I can, there we go, see? So it's me navigating. And now you hear me playing the game with no text-to-speech feedback. So this could be useful if you want to capture something or record, I don't know, maybe you just want to record just the sound or send just your computer sound through TeamTalk or CleanFeed or Microsoft Teams, and you don't want people to hear the text-to-speech from the screen reader. As you can hear, it's in stereo. So that's how that works. If I wanted to, I could send the screen reader through. And there's my recording. I'm just clicking on things. So that's how that works. So let me delete that.
No, press Audacity.
Wait.
Track. No audio selected dialogue. Select the audio. Audacity.
Okay, yeah. So that recording is gone because I did a Control A and delete to get rid of it. So that's how you do that. If I wanted to send NVDA through.
Select audio output device, combo box headphones, Cirrus Logic, cable input, VB Audio Virtual C. Audacity. Track view table.
There you go.
9:12 a.m.
Now,
9:12 a.m.
There is a little bit of latency.
Folder view, VLC, sound, V, cable.
There is a little bit of latency when you're monitoring VB cable. I don't know if that's a Windows thing. It probably is. Unfortunately, I don't know how to get past that.
Audacity.
But now, if I hit record again.
Audacity. Folder view list. Cable.
You should hear the NVDA speech.
Run dialog. Selection
removed.
And I'll
just type some nonsense into the run box.
A dialog with run desk.
And
Audacity.
Play the recording.
Audacity. Folder view list. Cable.
And you just
run dialog.
Yep.
Selection removed. A dialog with run desk. Audacity.
So there's that. Okay. Let me set NVDA back.
Select audio out. Microsoft's cable in headphone. Audacity.
I do definitely notice a little bit of lag because now if I
VL cable.
Well, maybe there's not Audacity. That much lag. So yeah. So now I've got it back to where I want it going out to the sound card. Let's show you a couple more things here. Let's say that I want to send my microphone through.
Run.
We'll go to the control panel.
All control. Sound link.
Type in SO for sound.
Sound dialog.
We'll go to the recording tab.
Sounds. Save as. Sounds. Tab control.
Nope.
Recording.
I went too far.
Recording property page.
We want to go to the
internal microphone. Cirrus Logic CS4208 of 114 default device.
This is my built-in microphone. We'll go to properties.
Internal tab control. Listen tab selected.
Go to the listen tab.
Property.
Check listen to this device.
Checked. Playback through this device.
And we want to send it to
headphone, speaker, cable input, VB Audio Virtual Cable.
Cable input.
Power. Okay. Sound dialog.
Now, what you're hearing. What you're hearing is my voice coming from the back microphone and my microphone here that I'm recording.
Okay, but new notification.
So,
folder view list, cable, Audacity.
Let's go back to Audacity.
Track view.
And we'll just make a quick recording here. Hey everyone, this is a test of VB cable in Audacity.
9:15 a.m.
What's
folder view list. Audacity.
So you should be able to hear me. You should be able to hear the. Well, you won't be able to hear the text to speech because I don't have it going through. Let's.
Accessible YouTube Downloader Pro.
Let's run this YouTube program. And.
Pane. Press the Alt key to search in YouTube. Control plus F button. Search dialog.
Let's search for something in YouTube. Let's search for The Last of Us Part 1.
Dialog searching. Accessible. The Last of Us Part I. PS5, 4K 60fps HD, dialogue playing.
Just play some random stuff. And
The Last of Us.
It should generate some sound here. There we go. Just someone using a PlayStation. Skip ahead. Well, this is probably not the best.
105%.
I was changing the volume.
100%.
Okay, there's some music. Now, let me stop this.
Accessible new notification.
And let's listen to the recording. Before I do that, let me turn off.
All control. Sound RTS 1. Sound quit.
Why is Sound RTS open again?
Quit. Audacity. All control. All control. Auto credent sound.
Now let's turn off the microphone.
Sound tap recording intern microphone. Cirrus okay but recording selector properties press micro tap general tab sound dot all control sound sound tap record internal microphone prop okay selector internal configure property press
we want internal mic
tab listen proper not checked.
Uncheck listen.
Okay. Sound dialogue. Okay. All can.
There we go. Now let's listen to the recording. Hey everyone, this is a test of VB cable in Audacity. Let's so you should be able to hear me. You should be able to hear the. Well, you won't be able to hear the text to speech because I don't have it going through. Let's run this YouTube program. And let's search for something on YouTube. Let's search for The Last of Us Part 1. Just play some random stuff. And it should generate some sound here. There we go. Just someone using a PlayStation. Skip ahead. Well, this is probably not the best. I was changing the volume. Okay, there's some music. So there you go. That's how you do that. That's how you would send your microphone through. Unfortunately, you will have to hear yourself. I don't know if there's a way to get around that. It's just the way that it is. The last thing I want to show you. Okay, I think this recording is empty. Okay. Last thing I want to show you is how to capture a single application. Now, you might find this useful for a variety of reasons. Perhaps you want to record, just your media player. Or just one particular game. Or you want to... Well, there's a whole bunch of things that you could do. So let's do something here. I'm going to go back into the control panel.
Control system sound.
Go to sound.
Sound dial tab.
And we are going to
play speakers. Cirrus Logic CS4208 headphone. Set default split button sub.
I'm going to set my default playback device to headphones.
Pressed. Select a prop. Okay. All control panel.
Now. System. What should happen?
Audacity track.
When I record,
audio out Microsoft. Sound.
Set the audio Audacity. Output to Microsoft Sound. So there we go. Now we're back to using my default sound card. What should happen if I record right now? Is you hear nothing at all?
9:20 a.m.
Because there's nothing going through the cable. Now.
Disallowed. Audacity.
Oh, it said disallowed because I tried to delete something and. Wait.
No audio select Audacity.
Okay, so now the file is clear once again. So right now there's nothing going through that virtual cable. So let's say, I want to record the YouTube program. And say I'm doing something else on my computer, like...
folder view list. Accessible.
Like playing Sound RTS. Let's say... I want to play my game, but I want to record something in YouTube, but I don't want to capture anything else. So let's get this going here. So I'm going to run the YouTube program.
Accessible YouTube Downloader Pro. Press the.
Which, by the way, this is a very nice YouTube program that lets you play things directly from YouTube without running your browser. So let's. We'll just put that here. And.
Folder Soundrs 1.3.
Let's open up SoundRTS.
Soundrs 1. Soundrs.exe.
SoundRTS. Is
SoundRTS.
Loading.
Single player. Quit. Quit this program.
All right. Now, to set this up, I'm going to go into settings with Windows key I.
Settings. Settings window. Search box.
And let's tab over.
Home.
And we'll go down to system.
System not selected. System.
Now, what I'm going to do basically is set an application to output to the cable device. This is a feature that was added in, I think, Windows 10, probably in 20... I think it was added in 2018, actually. So if you have that version of Windows 10 or newer, you can do this too. So we're going to go to System and then tab over to the list of categories within that and find Sound.
System, Desktop, Microsoft, OneDrive, Windows Update, Attention Needed button. List.
Yeah, I don't care about Windows Update right now. Let's go to Sound. So I'll down arrow.
Sound. Sound.
Press Enter.
Output grouping. Choose where to play sound. Headphones selected. Apps might have their own settings.
Now, this is also where you can change your default sound devices. Microsoft has this weird hybrid thing where they have the classic control panel, but they're slowly migrating things to this new app for settings. It's very confusing.
List. Cable input grouping. Cable input button. Cable input radio button not checked. Pair a new output device. Volume grouping. Adjust the output volume slider 44. Mono audio talk. Input grouping. Choose a device for speaking or recording. Internal microphone selected.
So the microphone is my default device. You could set that to the cable, but I don't recommend it. It's easier just to configure that in the programs that you want to configure it in.
List. Internal.
So.
Internal micro. Pair a new input.
What I'm looking for.
Volume grouping. Mute microphone button. Adjust the input volume. Advanced grouping. Troubleshoot. Output devices link. All sound devices grouping. Turn devices on. Volume mixer grouping. App volume mix. App input and output devices. More button. More tool.
If we tab one more time.
More sound settings grouping. Open button. Related support. Show all settings.
Actually, so the thing you want. Let me go back twice.
Advanced. Volume mixer grouping app volume mix app input and output devices more button more
we want this
volume mixer system grouping mute volume button.
Okay, I think in Windows 10 this is called app volume and sounds or something like that. Basically, if I tab here,
adjust the output volume slider 44, output device grouping, output device comp, input device group, apps grouping list. System sounds button collapsed.
Now, this list is a list of all the apps that are running that are producing sound. If I down arrow.
Cable output. NVDA application. Sound RTS 1.3.7 teleportation sound pack button. VLC media player. Sound RTS 1.
Wait.
NVDA app. Cable output. Sound RTS. Soundrs 1. Accessible. Search in YouTube.
Oh.
Press the.
Let's actually search. Make this program play some sound here.
Search dialog.
Let's look for let's look for my stuff. How about that? Let's say just for the sake of it, let's say let me look for something of mine. How about Chris Wright, The Last of Us Part 1.
Dialog searching accessible. The Last of Us Part I Part 2 gameplay demo duration. 57 minutes. Dialogue playing.
And
the last
you
of
can hear all right, me. Guys. So this is part two. We'll just pause that.
Settings. Setting. System sound. Cable out. NVD. Sound. VLC.
Why isn't it showing?
VLC media player. Lib VLC 3.0.16. Grouping. Mute app button.
Why isn't it showing the YouTube downloader? You know what? Fine, let's just do VLC. So
adjust the output volume slider 1. Reset sound device list. System group output device.
It should wait, let me
video op
let me run this again. Because I think what you have to do is you have to run this when your program is playing sound.
Sound RTS, the last of Soundress, Audacity, settings.
Come on.
Setting, home, desk, home button, home, system, not
system,
system, desktop, one, let's, note, sound.
And go sound. Sound.
Cable, parent, adjust, mono, input, list, internal micro, para new, volume group, adjust the in, advanced grouping, output device, all sound devices, volume mixer grouping, volume mixer, adjust the output, input, apps grouping, list, cable, NV, sound, VL.
Okay, well, this is not going to work. Let's, let me pause the recording real quick. I'll find something to play in VLC. Actually, you can do this like this. Let's say I want to play sound RTS. Let's say we do the opposite.
Set settings.
So
sound system group apps grouping list sound RTS 1.3 expanded.
So you press enter on the program that you want. I don't know why the YouTube program isn't appearing here because this list is supposed to show programs that make sound.
Sound RTS 1.3.7 teleportation sound pack grouping. Mute app button. Mute app tool.
You can mute the application.
Adjust the output volume slider 100.
That's the volume.
Output device combo box default collapsed.
You can choose the output and the input.
Input device combo box.
I'm not sure why you'd want the input. I think that lets you set a custom input device for the application, but that probably only applies if you're making a recording with it.
Output.
So let's output sound RTS.
Cable input. VB audio virtual cable.
To cable input. There's also a button here if you continue tabbing.
Reset sound devices and volumes for all apps to the recommended defaults grouping.
You can reset to the defaults. I'm going to close this.
The video options submenu. The last.
And let's just, let's say that we're going to do this here. So let's say I want to, for some reason, listen to my demo and play sound RTS. So I'm going to start playing my video. Now I'm going to
sound
actually talk about playing
sound
this because
audacity.
This is where the
audacity.
Fun begins. Now, so hit the record button in part one. I got a crash course
sound
in how
RTS
to play this.
Single
I
player.
Started playing
single
this on
player.
Monday.
Please,
it is currently Sunday.
Campaign.
I completed
campaign.
Playing
prologue.
This on Friday,
go
so it took me about 5 days. So
a horde of
this
enemies.
Is a very
chapter.
Long game.
Your lord, a one.
And
new objective build
you have
one
to
farm.
Learn some basic
new
concepts
objective build.
To
you control peasant
help
one
you
at a
play.
One.
So exploit let's try to do that
go,
now.
Build farm, gold mine with
I'm
going to
go in here.
Peasant one, town hall, gold mine with
gonna,
the east. Blank, a meadow, build farm on a meadow in the fog of war.
We're going to go through here.
Button. Select
now,
button. Back.
So this is a little confusing,
plus,
I know,
because I've beat the game,
but
I
just bear with
start
me.
A new game and keep some things. There are workbenches that you'll find
file
during gameplay
audacity.
That let you apply...
The last of access...
Okay, shut up.
File submit. Soundress 1. Sound
so,
new button collapse.
Now that my file. Recording's done,
audacity.
Let's listen to it. Wait. Oh, hang on a second. Why is it coming through my built-in speakers? Hold on. Let me see if I can fix that.
Preference. Inter. Category tree view. Audio. Inter. Playback grouping. Device. Combo box headphones. Cirrus. Audacity.
Let's try this again. Why is it coming through my... built-in microphone or speakers. Okay, well, I'm not sure. Not sure why it's going through my built-in Mac
preference.
Speakers,
all
even
down.
Though I told it headphones. But you get the idea, right? I was playing two things at once, but I told this to only capture the game, and it did that. So that's a quick demo. And now finally, to wrap up this very long demo, let's teach you how to turn this off so that you don't break your sound. When you're done using this, it is best practice to go
run
into the control panel.
Tech desktop list. All sound.
Sound.
Sound dialog.
And.
Tab control. Playback. Play. Speakers. Cirrus. Headphones. Cirrus Logic CS4. Proper. Okay.
Okay, that is my default. So if you have set the cable as your default, you'll want to go into playback and set your default device back to your speakers or headphones or whatever the built-in card is.
Tap record.
And then under recording.
Record. Internal microphone. Cirrus Logic.
I guess you can keep the monitor on if you really want to.
Cable output. Set to properties, but press cable.
But you can also turn it off.
Tap. Listen. Prop. Play. Listen to this device. Checkbox. Check. Not checked.
Because I think it does use a bit more power to send the audio through.
Sound. Okay.
If you're not using it.
All control.
There's no point.
Audacity. Track.
So that's basically how you do it. So now my sound is back to the way that it should be. And I could reset the sound settings for the game, because I think if I try to run it...
Save change.
Let me close Audacity.
Folder view list. Sound.
If I try to run SoundRTS, it's probably not going to play sound because it's still going through the cable, which is not being monitored. Anyway, I do apologize for this being so long. Hopefully you were able to understand what's going on here. It works, but you really have to be careful, because if you don't configure it properly, you can lose your sound. And like I said, I think if you can, you should definitely get some hardware, because that will be much easier. You just plug in the hardware and use it. When you don't want it, you just unplug it, and it goes away, and it takes away the complexity. But if you just want something that's free, and you want to be able to do this, and send sound to different things on your computer, this is one way to do it. Finally, you can donate to the project and get additional cables, which is basically you get independent devices that you can send things through. You might prefer that for some things. It just depends on what your needs are. And I may consider donating if I can contact the developer and that issue with the installer is fixed. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. Make sure I'm still recording. Yes, I am. So, that's going to do it for me. If you have any questions, like I said, let me know in the comments, but you guys take care.